From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he continues his second message in an extensive series of studies in the book of Joshua. Moses, under God, had brought the children of Israel out of the bondage of Egypt, led them through 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, and brought them at last to the borders of the Promised Land. But because of disobedience, he forfeited the privilege of entering Canaan and died on its borders. Now it fell to Joshua to lead the people into the land and to take it by conquest. From this historical account, Dr. Cairns extracts vital lessons for present-day believers in facing the spiritual battles that accompany the Christian life. This week's message is entitled, The Prospect of Imminent Blessing, and takes its text from chapter 1, verses 10 through 18. In introducing the message, Dr. Cairns emphasized that there's always a cost to enter Canaan. Yet, as he did for Israel, God promises his people, spiritual Israel, great fullness in their own Canaan. At this point in the narrative, God told Joshua that it was time for Israel to enter the land and to claim it for their own. Likewise, the people of God in every age are instructed to enter into their spiritual inheritance without delay. Before coming to the message, Dr. Cairns takes a few minutes to speak about the true life which is available only in Jesus Christ.
I'm sure you've heard the saying, life is for living. I agree with that. I don't believe the Lord put us on earth to sit on the sidelines of life watching other people live. So many people do that. When I think of the number of people who are healthy and strong and fit and able, and yet they spend most of their days in front of a television screen, and the only real living they do is living through some soap opera or some folly that has been turned out by the cesspool that's called Hollywood. I can hardly imagine that they call that life. It's not life at all. Life is for living. And yet, you know, in the midst of all the things that we count so important to life, and things that really give us excitement and enjoyment and happiness in life, it may be skiing, it may be walking, it may be visiting foreign countries, it may be climbing mountains, it may be swimming in the ocean, it may be sailing boats, all these things that people do, and I'm not saying a word against doing those things, that make them feel they're really living. When you stop to think of it, the question still stands, what is your life? What is your life? Now, if your life consists only of the things that you possess, you're living, according to Jesus Christ, the life of a fool. Luke chapter 12 tells you that emphatically. A man's life consisteth not in the things that he possesses. So that would be a very, very foolish way of looking at real living. So what is your life? That's a question that James asked in the fourth chapter of his epistle. He says, it's a vapor, just like a vapor. I'm sure you've gone outside on a cold morning and you've breathed out and you've seen your breath appear as a vapor. You see how quickly it disappears? Does it hang around all day? No, it doesn't last for a day. It doesn't last for a minute. It's gone so very quickly. You've seen steam come out of the spout of a kettle. Well, how long does it last? It's just a vapor. It appears for a little time, and then it vanishes away. And that's what the Bible says about your life. You remember the question that Job asked. Man dieth, man giveth up the ghost. Where is he? What about his life now? Where is he? He is somewhere. According to that question, we're now facing the great issue of eternity. Where is he? Is he with Christ in triumph? Or is he without Christ in torments? What is your life? I trust you'll give real consideration to that. Because let me make it very, very plain. If whatever you're living for comes to an end at death and there's no use to you to get you into heaven, then you're living for the wrong thing. Paul said, to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. What is your life? Is your life hid with Christ in God? Is your life the life of a born-again, blood-washed believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, who's now seeking humbly to serve the Lord Jesus and lead others to him? Then you can also say, to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If you cannot honestly give that as your testimony, then if you're ever to be saved, if you're ever to gain eternal life, you must find it alone in Christ. You must get to Christ. Repent and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. Repent and believe the gospel. That's the command of Scripture. We'd love to help you to get to the Savior. We invite you to be in touch with us, and we'd be happy to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, that will help you in the things of God, and especially toward the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the only Redeemer.
Jesus, my Savior, to Bethlehem came, born in a manger to sorrow and shame. Ooh, it was wonderful, blessed be his name, seeking for me,
As you enjoy this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, we'd like to call your attention to a new publication. The Free Presbyterian Church has produced a devotional book entitled A Word in Season. Here is an ideal companion for your daily Bible reading and prayer. In a beautiful hardcover edition, A Word in Season contains 366 clear, concise Bible studies on the major themes of Scripture concerning what it means to be a Christian. Each day it brings you a text of Scripture with a short study to edify and encourage you. At the back of the book is a section, Begin and End the Day with Scripture, which sets out a schedule of daily Bible readings designed to take you through the entire Bible once and the Psalms and New Testament twice in 2 years. The title, A Word in Season, recognizes that we all face different situations and have different needs in our Christian walk. Whatever your season, youth or old age, sickness or health, happiness or sadness, blessing or bereavement, here are messages that will minister the truth of God's Word to your heart. The price is $20, which includes postage and handling. To obtain a copy of A Word in Season, you may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Or you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Be sure to obtain your copy of A Word in Season.
Again in Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, he says, In Christ dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. All the communicated fullness of God is in Christ. Now he says, And ye are complete in him. That's a wonderful statement, and I wouldn't want to change it. It is a perfectly good translation of the text, and it brings to us a tremendous theme of study and the theological truth. You are complete in Christ. But yet, having said that, the word complete obscures for us something that Paul intended the Colossians to grasp. Because when he says, in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, he immediately goes on to use the verb form of the very same word. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye have fullness, or ye are filled full in him, which is the head of all principality and power. In other words, there is a Canaan for the spiritual Israel. There is a land in which we know the flowing and the overflowing of the provision of God. In this land, we know the special presence of God. In this land, we know the special power of God. He goes before us to lead us step by step into the full, let me emphasize the word again, into the full experience of all his provision for us in the Lord Jesus Christ. In this land, for God's people, there is victory. As Canaan was to be for Israel, a land of great victory, so living in the fullness of Christ is a land of victory. Victory over sin. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Victory over sin. Victory over self. The greatest curse in humanity is self. The greatest threat to the onward march of any disciple of Christ is self. The greatest threat to the unity and the blessing and the usefulness of the Church of Christ is self. Long before we ever fall for Satan, long before we ever fall for the world, we fall before the idol of self. And so God has provided victory not only over sin in general, but over self, and then over Satan, and over all the strongholds of the devil. This is the land the New Testament constantly sets before us. Paul prayed in his great prayer for the Ephesians that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Imagine that. That ye might be filled with all the fullness God has in Jesus Christ for his people. When he led Israel into Canaan, it was not into a wasteland. It was not into a wilderness. It was not into a land that could barely scratch a living for them. It was not into a land that produced barely enough for the people to live on. When he led them into the land, it was a land of overflowing fullness. And when God saves his people, he brings them to a land that is a land of fullness. And he sets before them ever greater fullness. There is always the promise of a glorious inheritance, a glorious fullness before the people of God, that ye might be filled to overflowing with all the fullness that there is in Jesus Christ. That's why he commanded the children, or the Christians in the church at Ephesus, to be filled, constantly filled with the Spirit. That is what God sets before his people. Now when you look at what God sets before his people, and you compare it with what most Christians are experiencing, there is a huge gap. You have the spectacle of king's sons living like orphans. You have the spectacle of the heirs of heaven living like paupers. You have the spectacle of people to whom God has communicated strength living in weakness. You have the spectacle of people who have all the joys of glory living in all the miseries of earth. Oh, that we would get the vision again. Christians are not just slightly different from the world. Christians are not a people on the one hand exempt from all the battles and troubles of the world, but they are not a people who are to live on the same level as the world. They are a people to whom God has given a promise, a promised inheritance, into which they increasingly enter. It is the promise of his Canaan for his Israel. It is the land of fullness, of fatness, of the favor of God in Jesus Christ. It is a land that takes us beyond the limping, halting, staggering, falling experience that so besets so many Christians. Oh, let us start off with the vision of the promise. And then let us learn from this passage that the time to enter our inheritance is now. Israel, when they came out of Egypt, were meant to make a direct journey from Egypt to Canaan. The Lord took them not through the land of the Philistines to give them time to get ready for battle, so that they wouldn't be immediately thrown into battle with the worst of enemies. He brought them, crossed them over the on dry land, if you remember. He made a way to pass over the Red Sea on dry land. And then he brought them up with the intention that they should go directly into Canaan. We are told that there are only 11 days' journey between Horeb and the Promised Land. That's for the whole people, only 11 days' journey. That journey was never meant to take Israel 40 years, but it did. They came to Kadesh Barnea. They were given the fruits of the land. You remember the men came from Eshcol with great clusters of the vines of Israel, so great that they had to have a man on either end of the pole to carry these great clusters of grapes. The fruits of the land were inviting, but in unbelief they turned back and condemned themselves to wander because of their rebellion in the wilderness. They had their opportunity and threw it away. The psalmist looked back on that in Psalm 81, in the last part of the psalm, in verse 13, he says, "Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. He should also have fed them with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. If only you'd gone in," the Lord says, "I'd have given you it all." Now, after 40 years, the children of Israel had the opportunity again. God's redeemed are always meant to live in fullness. Israel was getting the message, the time to enter in is now. You've wasted enough time. Look at the years you've spent in the wilderness. Look at the corpses that have been buried in the wilderness. Look at the loss. Hear the groans. There have been oceans of tears where you ought to have been living in the fullness. Now you have the promise again of imminent blessing. The opportunity is before you. The time to enter in is now. That's the message to the children of Israel. And that, my friend, is the message to the people of God. No more excuses. We have so many excuses. Why am I not living to the level that I ought to be enjoying in Christ? Why am I not living in the fullness as I ought to be living in Christ? Why is this church not enjoying the fire of the blessing of God and the favor of God as it ought to be enjoying in Christ? Oh, we have all sorts of reasons, but they are not reasons. They are vain and vile excuses of the flesh. Because when you get right down to it, the one thing that keeps God's people out of Canaan is sin. The one thing that keeps God's people out of blessing is rebellion. It is their unbelief. Getting used to misery. Getting used to not even second best. Getting used to something that is unworthy of the name of Christ or of a Christian. Oh, that we would catch the vision. Revival blessing.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.